Shalom Aleichem. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Nunbeis, Nazir 52a, pagination is 103. We're making reference to the Mishnah, which stated on Memtes Amid Beis, on the first wide line, Al Hashedra Va'al Hagulgoles, regarding the spinal column and the skull. And the case that we were dealing with over there was Tumas Nazir Migaleach. If a Nazir encounters this amount of corpse Tuma, will he become Tame and reset his count that he has to become Tahar and then start his Nazir count again? Is this considered becoming Tamei? And our Gemara wants to know, Hashedra v'hagul goles, regarding the spine and the skull, Iboiluhu, about 10 lines from the top, they asked, Shedra v'gul goles tanan, did we learn it, the spine and the skull, that they both have to be present in order to become Tamei, which is a leniency. That means if he encounters the skull alone or the skeleton alone, then he would not become Tamei. O Dilma, or O Shedra, O Gulgolis. Either the spinal column, the skeleton part, or the skull, and either one would make him Tamei, which is the stricter way to view it, because he would become Tame even in these lesser cases. About midway on the page, towards the end of a line, Toshima, come in here, and we're going to try to bring a proof to this question. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Shisha Devarim, there are six things, six cases, Rabbi Akiva Metame, Vachachamim Metaharim. Rabbi Akiva says it's Tamei, and the Chachamim say it's Tahar, it doesn't create Tuma. V'chazar bo Rabbi Akiva. And Rabbi Akiva retracted on these cases, meaning he eventually conceded to the Chachamim that these cases are actually Tahar and not Tamei. Now, keep in mind, because this will come up later, that there are actually three criteria which were stated in this brief line. There are going to be six things about which Rabbi Akiva said Tamei. The Chachamim, the majority opinion, argued with him and said Tahar. And eventually Rabbi Akiva retracted and agreed that it's Tahar. Okay, we have a little story here. And it once happened that they brought a box full of bones to the shul, shel tarsiyim. They translate as coppersmiths. And vihinichua ba'avir, they put it in a place that there was no roof so that it wouldn't conduit the tumah to all areas of the room. V'nichnas tudus harofa v'cholarofim imo, and tudus, the expert doctor, and other doctors came in, and they analyzed the bones that were being presented. V'omru ein kan shedra mimesechod, and they said, there is no spinal column from any one dead person. Meaning, even if, and this is the discussion over here, you could join together from different mesim an entire spinal column, but it wasn't from one person. And therefore, it doesn't bring tuma. Says the Gemara, this is a beautiful inference, that had there been a complete shedra, even without the gulgolas, the skull, it would already be enough of a body in order to be metame, taima deleka shedra demichada, The whole issue here was that there wasn't a spine from one person. Ha'ika o shadra o gogolas demichada. Had there been a single spine or a single skull, demichada nazir megaleach aleah, the nazir would have to reset his count. Because of that, shema mina, o shedra, o gulgoles tanan, either a shedra or a gulgoles would cause tuma, which is the stricter approach, and that's indeed the way the Rambam paskins in Tumas Meis, Beis Ches. The Gemara continues and pushes this proof away, and the Gemara itself is a little bit unclear how it is finalizing the ruling. But again, if we want some stability here in terms of halacha, the Rambam paskins the more strict approach, either shedra or gulgoles would create tuma. Let's skip down towards the bottom of the page, seven lines up, the next proof. Tashma, mimin yono. I can bring you a proof from the number that were listed in the Braisa. Remember, it says that Rabbi Akiva argued in six cases. Let's count the cases. Umayim shisha devarim sha Rabbi Akiva metame v'chachamim metarim. What indeed are the six cases that Rabbi Akiva said Tuma and the majority opinion argued with him? Al eiver min amei shaba mishnei mesim. If you could join together one full limb of a body, but it's not from one person. You only had part of the limb from one person and part of the limb from a different skeleton, and you put it together. So that's case number one. Val Eiver Menachai Shabba Mishnei B'nei Adam. And likewise, an Eiver Menachai, a limb from a live person, but the entire limb wasn't from one person. It was joined partly from one person, partly from a different person. V'achatzi kavat samos, a certain amount of bones. Sheba mishnei mesim, but it's not from one person. That's case number three. V'al revias dam haba mishnayim, and on a certain amount of blood that came, but it came from two different people. V'al etzem kisaora, this is number five, and a bone the size of a saora of barley. Shenechlak l'shnayim, that was broken, and we want to know, does it have the status of tumah if you touched it or not? So that was number five. V'hashedra v'hagogoles, as you reach the end of the count, you'll see that the shedra, the spinal column, and the gogoles, the skull, are listed. And if you've been counting, you'll find that this is number 6 and 7 if you count them separately. Whereas you count them together, then you hit the number 6, which is what we were looking for. So the Gemara infers that Shedra and Gogola should be considered one unit. They have to both be present, which is the more lenient approach. They both have to be present in order to create Tuma. And you see that they're joined together, because otherwise your count would go up to 7. V'isa kodaita choshedra ogogolas hanishiva havyon. And if you would go ahead and place them separately, then you're up to 7, and that's not the number we were given. The Gemara answers, I believe, 4 answers. We'll just do 2 of them. Kiktani kyalhecha depligi ale rabin. When we counted the 6 and then enumerated all the things that Rabbi Akiva said, the 6 represent the cases where the majority opinion argued with Rabbi Akiva. Lafuke etzem kiseora di yachid hu de palagale. But in the case of a bone the size of the barley, only a minority opinion argues with him, the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. But it's not a majority arguing against him, and that's why even though 7 are listed, but only 6 fit the criteria with which we began, which was majority argue on Rabbi Akiva. Another answer is given about 10 lines from the top. V'iba yisema, or if you want, you could answer, kiktani, when did we learn these cases? Kalhecha de Hodarbe. There's six cases that Rabbi Akiva retracted. Lafuke Revias Dam de Lo Hodarbe. But in the case of Revias Dam, the amount of blood from two people, he did not retract. The Omale Rebbe Lebar Kaporo Losishne Revias Dam Bachazara, don't learn that Revias Dam he ever retracted. He stood by that one. And therefore, even if you count Shedra and Gogola separately, you only have six cases that meet the specs of our introduction, which was six cases that Rabbi Akiva retracted. Shari limudo shari Rabbi Akiva beyado, because Rabbi Akiva continued teaching it like that. Va'od ha-mikra misayo, and it's based on a pasuk, val kol nafshos meis lo yavo, it's said in the plural, blood is the life of the person, and it's said in the plural, blood of the people would not be able to come in contact with, that it creates tumah. And therefore, going back to the statement, Rabbi Akiva insisted on tumah in six cases. The majority opinion argued with him, and Rabbi Akiva retracted. And then we looked, we have seven cases. So either you could say Shedra and Gogolas go together, or you could say they go separately, but there are two other cases in the list that didn't meet the specs. Again, either a case where the majority did not argue with him, or the case where Rabbi Akiva did not retract. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.